Really, I don't know. Charlie's
Love
the best.
Talk Radio.
I had no idea if Kanye and I were going to end up together. I was like, we can break up. But let's end up together.
Please break up with him, baby. But yeah, shit, man, I might be moving to Calabasas soon. I might be checking out some houses there, you know. You know, it's a very nice, great area, actually. That's where Kim Kardashian's at. That's where her mansion's at. But, yeah, what's up, everybody? Thread, no, I have not been on the internet literally almost all day today. Sipping on some brew, chilling. Haven't drank in a while, man, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong drinking casually, you know. But, yeah, man, today, man, I seen that Russian dude that I knocked out for 305. And I'm like, and this dude's, like, coming up. And I thought he was going to swing. And I got in a stance, and I was about to knock him out again. And he's like, no. And then I just sort of bumped in. Then I ran into him in another liquor store, and I just, like, bro, if I want to knock this guy out again, I'll do it again. But I just came up, and then he's like, you think I'm scared of you? And I'm like, bitch, I knocked you out. You want me to knock you out again? He's like, I'm good, man. He's like, I'm good. I'm like, man, you better fucking keep walking before you get hit with another right hand, man. And then I'm walking through the aisle, and this black dude is, like mad-dogging me, and I'm like, what's up? And I had three huge King Cobra beer bottles in a pack, dog, right? And I put my shit down, and he asked me, he's like, you all right, bro? I'm like, dude, I beat Deontay Wilder, man. I'm like, you better keep walking before I'll fuck you up. Like, I'm a trained boxer and I'm a trained killer. I literally told him I'm a trained killer. I am. And he just said, nah, man, it's all good. I'm like, keep walking, go. That's it. I didn't hit him because he didn't give me a reason to hit him. So that's it. He was scared. I just knocked Isaiah. Let's talk about that one. Yeah, Isaiah got knocked the fuck out. And that's it, man. Charlie Zone off. Three, I don't know. So, yeah, as the title says, man, once I get Kim K, assuming I will get her. Like I said look at the description of the video. I'm putting a titanic effort. And again, today I got a text from my people, a.k.a. her people, and they said that, Champ, looks like you got next, because her and Kanye West got into a argument in Calabasas, like a real argument, not clickbait magazine bullshit, like actual, yeah, in McDonald's. It's real. There's like some video, like some people have video of it. They took it off, and now they're trying to play it off like nothing happened. And they're like, oh, trust me, it did. She's getting tired of his bullshit. Look, I don't care who leaves who. If Kanye West leaves her, then he's doing me a fucking favor. Hell, I'll even thank him once I get her. If she leaves him, then boom. That's it. I'm going to get her. I talked to some girls from Ukraine and, like, Russia today, like, on you know, text and Skype and shit like that. But I don't know, man. Like, all these beautiful women, like, my heart says Kim K, man. I'm not giving up. Until this TV interview goes up, man, I'm not giving up, bro. She has to see this, man. She just has to see it. Just imagine, like, I don't even know what example to put to it, man. Just imagine you're close to the finish line, and you just say, hey, fuck this, I'm good, like, I'm done. No, hell no, you're going to get to that finish line. Well, Kim K is my finish line, baby. I'm going to do this shit, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? For all the people saying that, hey, bro, you should get another girl. Kim don't want you. You're going to see who she wants in October, man. All right? Just keep that in mind. You want to talk boxing? I am boxing. 308-0, motherfucker. Undefeated. World champion. Undisputed. The boxing documentary is coming out. Everything's coming out. It's so huge, that's why it's taking time. If it was just some small-time shit, we would have already put it out. But this is not small-time. This is nationwide TV. The entire world is going to see it. America, Europe, Canada, every fucking South America, third world countries. Well, they probably don't have cable TV there, but I don't know, they know about me. I looked at my like P4P radio and like goddamn, like Indonesia knows who the fuck I am, homeboy. Everybody knows me. Why? Because of my boxing skills. I'm the best, and that's it. But boxing's not enough, man. It's not, man. I need a woman, and I had plenty of them. Plenty of them. I had so many women that like, you know, I literally lost count. Like, if you ask me, Charlie, how many girlfriends have you had? You had one wife. You had one fiance. How many girlfriends do you have besides Daria and Claudia? Those are your two main ones. Okay, I lot. A lot is my answer. I can't give you an exact number, Dar. Literally. And I'm not even counting the long-distance relationships. The girls that I met in real life, of course, yeah, that counts. I'm talking about the flirting I did with the long-distance girls. So, you know, I didn't even stream today. I'm just chilling, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll stream later. I don't know. But I don't feel like it right now, man. To all the people that, like, some dude asked me about, like, a Deontay Wilder rematch in Vegas, man. Hey, bro, you didn't sell me short, man. You know, you actually brought up an opponent that I beat, a good opponent, you know, as much as I hate him. You know, so shout out to you, man. You know, I don't remember your screen name, but you seem like a pretty genuine boxing fan, man. Some good shit, bro. You see what I mean? Like, when people treat me right, man, I treat them right, man. That's all it is, man. If the majority of you know, society is going to treat me for who I truly am, then I'll treat you for who you truly are, man. Real shit, man. Charlie Zonoff, number one, pound for pound. I'm going to get Kim K. I'm going to do whatever it takes. If I have to knock out Kanye West, I will break his goddamn front teeth and all of his teeth if I have to. But I don't think I'm going to have to. Because she's going to leave him, and if not, he's going to leave her. Either way, Charlie Zelenoff and Kim Kardashian will be a couple in 2019, 2020 at the latest. And I'm talking like January 2020. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of waiting. It's like my head's telling me Anastasia, Megan Fox, Russian girls that I got some phone numbers today. But my heart, I got three letters in it, man. K-I-M, Kim, and Essa. I mean, she would be, man, never mind. She'd be crazy if she doesn't get with me, man. After she sees this interview, oh, and all the, like, you know, sexual things I told her, like, when I got mad that, like, you know, like, Shoni hit me up twice and she married Kanye, and she was, like, you know, she stopped, like, responding. She was ignoring me. And, like, I said some derogatory shit, like, you know, hey, Kim, you know, yeah, like I was telling, you know, I don't want to say it, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I apologize for all that on the interview, so, I mean, she should forgive me, you know, I'm sure Kanye West told her worse things, I'm sure when they got into that last argument, he, man, I'll knock that guy out, man, like, if I see him, man, Calabasas, bro, I've been there a few times, I've been there like once, twice, I've been there a few times. It's a great area. I mean, the best area to fight in is like, you know, well, I mean, there's a lot of great areas here in L.A. Las Vegas is a great area, but it's not about fighting. Like I said, Calabasas, man, if that's where Kim's at, that's where I'm going, man. That's it. And all the people saying, oh, man, stalking her. If I was stalking her, they would not be inviting me to an interview and they're expecting her presence at the interview. You haters are delusional. You haters are derelict. You need to give it up. And when I get her, what are you going to say? You can't say she's a hooker. You can't say, you know, that she's a male or a bride. You can't say any of that. Daria was a real wife. Daria's beautiful. I saved her life. But for some reason, my heart is just not with Daria, man. Daria is like, she's the type of girl that, like, hey, look, that's my ex-wife. Look how banging she is. But I don't want to get back with her, man. Like, I'd rather stick with the game plan, man. Or should I say master plan? Master boxer Charlie Zelenoff and Kim Kardashian, man, together. 2019. Mark my words.